mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
You've waited. Now it's here. Christy.
Hey, are you aware how old this girl is? She's 15. You can spend a lot of time in jail for that.
Listen, Mr. Bennett, I'm sorry. $500?
Yes.
Okay.
Since you're going to run into her someday, wouldn't you rather that you make love with your mother first instead of some other girl? Isn't that the best expression of love a mother can give a child?
As her mother, Andrea is able to show Christy that loving your mother can be a little more stimulating than you'd think. With original score by Sleepy Hollow. Be sure to see Christy coming to this theater.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
I'd love to shove some sample tubes down my dick hole.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled.
To taste dicks in a mouth, pussy, and hole.
What's wrong with a girl accepting a dog penis into her cunt?
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
The vagina is
a series of tubes.
Hey, freaks, Dimension with you back for the Tuesday edition of TV. If your sideshow freaks got good news for you, it's an extended episode. You'll get 15 to 20 minutes of bonus content. Got a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday as well. But before we get into that, I wanted to give you a Roy Killer War update. I visit his Facebook page often just to read his posts. If you're not friends with Roy Killer War, you've got to add him. I think the last time I talked to you, he wrote a great post saying, "Late nights with big dicks and other recreational devices have made my anus into a vomiting hole that pukes out brown butt sludge and ghastly venomous odors. Penis, it is you who did this to me." Now, what's interesting is one of Roy Killer War's friends responded with, "Hey, why don't you try some pussy? Fuck a girl for a change, you know, give your asshole a rest." So Anthony says, "Try some pussy," and Roy responds with, "I'll try your muddy pussy anytime. I've never heard an ass referred to as a muddy pussy, but I like it. Very gross. A little update, though, for you. Roy Killer War apparently is in rehab again. I didn't know you were allowed to access Facebook when you were in rehab. Maybe he has been released from rehab and is just telling a story about it. But he says, "My first day at rehab, someone walked into my room and relieved themselves on the bathroom floor. Just squatted and pinched a pumpernickel right smack dab on the floor." So the guy just squatted and shit all over the place. "I couldn't understand it. I told the staff, how could someone miss the toilet? The butthole is only so big, and these are big toilets. Phantom Pooper, a symbolic performance artist, welcome or hate crime?" That's, I guess, his question. This Phantom Pooper, is he a performance artist? Should this behavior be encouraged? Or is this a hate crime? So that's what's happening with Roy Killer War. Never a dull moment. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday now. This is a stupid bit where I try to find poorly written, disgusting, or just strange stories. Occasionally, and Corey hasn't done this in a long time, but once in a while, Corey will write a story incorporating a lot of stuff that I talk about on Distorted View into a very special Sextastic Tuesday. And one of those that I really enjoyed was about conjoined twins. Yes, conjoined twin sex today on Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
It was midnight, and Howard was chatting online looking for kinky late-night action. He spotted the user TwinsForever84. It was either he was chatting with a baseball fan or the potential fantasy he always dreamed of. It turned out they were identical twins, Holly and Molly. They were tall, blonde, and eager to please. They bragged about how one of them was a squirter, and they would reveal which one it was if Howard gave them a visit. Howard had a strong fetish for squirters. Squirters original. I remember when my grandfather gave me my first squirter. Remember those old Werther's original commercials with the old guy remembering when he tried his first Werther's? Like, who the fuck remembers the first time they ever ate a candy. Like, do you guys remember the first time you ate a Snickers bar? This guy's going on and on about Werther's, about how he had trouble opening the shiny gold wrapper and how his grandfather gave him the Werther's and it made him feel real special or something. That's what you remember from your childhood? I feel sorry for you, you old fart.
I don't remember my children's name or my wedding day. Damn you, Alzheimer's. You took my life from me. I don't remember anything. Except for the first time I tried a York peppermint patty.
It was the winter, 1933. The frost came early that year, ruining our crops. It was a cold, cold winter. My whole family slept on one bed so we could keep warm. I'll never forget the dysentery outbreak.
Oh, God. We were so poor that year. For Christmas, the only gift my father could afford was a 1 cent York peppermint patty. I remember opening that silver package, my fingers fumbling, and I thought, wow, my daddy really thinks I'm special.
Now I'm close to death, and I'm amazed each time I look down at my hand and see 5 fingers. I could have sworn people only had 3. I think I'm an alien. My mind is mush. Someone kill me, please. That's how that commercial should go. All right, so we're talking about squirters here. Yeah, he fantasized about getting the back of his throat drenched by a vagina with the power of 40 super soakers. Ooh, descriptive. Howard took it to the next level by asking to meet them. Howard arrived and the twins opened the door. Much to Howard's surprise, the twins were gorgeous, as they said. But as with most internet dating, people tend to leave out details. It wasn't the braces or the fact that Molly had an eye patch.
Sexy.
Dream date. Holly and Molly were conjoined at the skull. Dun, dun, dun. Holly had to wheel Molly around in a rolling chair due to her low blood circulation, which led to gangrene and obesity. Her thyroid problem was the least of Howard's concerns. She was also slightly retarded, but not too retarded to still be fucking hot. Although Molly couldn't stop singing the Rocky theme song.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I am the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rivals. No, 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 no.
That's how I think a retarded person would sing Eye of the Tiger. The twins invited Howard to the bedroom. Holly was embarrassed and stood in front of her Backstreet Boys poster. Howard didn't care and said, "Quit playing games with my heart, you fucking slut." And then the person, Corey wrote in parentheses, "That's a Backstreet Boys song reference." No shit. Holly was getting turned on, but Molly was losing interest. Howard slowly took off Holly's shirt, which first went over Molly's head, but then Howard couldn't get it off, so he barbarically ripped it off. Molly was trying to ignore it by playing her favorite portable video game Tetris on her Game Boy. Apparently this story took place circa 1989. Without permission, Howard yanked out his candy cane of pain. Little did he know, his pork snorkel was entering a virgin. Pork snorkel. For some reason, Holly was not feeling it. Then, suddenly with a slight lisp, Molly screamed, "Son of a bitch!" Not because she messed up in Tetris, but because she could somehow feel Howard's cock. The plot thickens. So does Howard's cock. Plumps. Holly's body was connected to Molly's brain, so her pussy began to run like a broken Slurpee machine. Molly turned off her Game Boy and became turned on. She could no longer fight that loving feeling. I think somewhere there's a music cue there. Then suddenly it sounded like a water balloon had exploded. Bingo, Howard said. He found the squirter. Molly had squirted in her Cheeto-stained sweats as she sang the rest of Eye of the Tiger. Oh, Lord.
With the distance now, I'm not gonna stop. Just we'll make chicken. It's gonna be so good!
Meryl Howard, Kalen. Chuck on.
So good!
Alright, she then tore her sweats and dirty diaper and began to gush like a geyser. Okay, diaper? Where the hell did that come from? Howard's interest turned to Molly and shoved his face over the jolt of juices and began to choke with pleasure. He tried to ignore her bed sores and the aroma of feces. Like how that's just sort of thrown in there. This is the first time we heard about feces or bed sores, and he didn't really take a lot of time to describe the bed sores or the smell of feces. Just sort of tossed in there for you. He tried to ignore her bed sores and the aroma of feces, but he was in pussy paradise. Howard, oh, I wonder if that website's available, pussyparadise.com. My guess is no. Howard then took out his meat stick and slapped it on Holly and Molly's uniskull, all while their tongues twirled on his balls. He was pounding his meat on them like a wild game of whack-a-mole. Then their braces got caught on his scrotum and he let out a... He's not a crazed homeless person. He was just getting his balls sucked. And his scrotum got cut open by her braces. Yes, Howard's scrotum ripped open and covered the twins in blood and sperm, all while he came all over their faces. So hard. Howard ran out of the house with a trail of blood left behind and was never seen again. Howard left one of his testicles on the floor. Molly picked up the fleshy ball, took off her eye patch, and placed the ball in her eye socket. You know, as a keepsake from the only man who could make her gush. The end. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for May 14th, 2013. You know, we originally read that story. I think I only played it once on DV, and it may have been a Sideshow exclusive one, now that I think about it, back in 2007. So you may have never heard it before. If you're a fan of Corey, and who isn't, you need to check out his website, buttfudgesunday.com. There's a lot of great audio that he's created. And collected. You know, he's a big fan of Alex Jones, that crazy radio show host. We've been following him for years. Corey's the one that turned me on to him. Here, this is just an example of the insanity Alex Jones spews.
And there was a big article last week about California schools want to teach sixth graders a book with things I can't even read. Eating feces.
Yeah, that's right. A public school. Yeah, that's exactly right. I would like to know what the fuck, what book Alex Jones is referring to. There's no way in hell a public school is going to teach children how to eat someone else's shit.
Sixth graders a book with things I can't even read. Eating feces, giving each other AIDS.
It may have been a health book about AIDS, but I don't think it was, you know, instructional. Like, how to give someone you hate AIDS.
I mean, things I can't even... If I read the passages here, they are... It is just off the charts.
Alex Jones, his big thing is saying, I've got the papers here. You know, like, whenever he says something crazy, and he's like, well, we have the documents right here. But he never shows the documents. You know what I mean? He's insane. So if you want to check out some Alex Jones clips, some songs that Corey has recorded, check out ButtFudgeSunday.com. A great resource. Corey's also working on something great for Sextastic Tuesday fans, so I can't wait to share that with you. If you're a fan of sticking things in your ass... Who's not? Check out AdamandEve.com. Look, they've got stuff you can put in your ass, but also stuff you can shove in your pussy, stuff that makes your dick feel good. I'm really bad at doing these ads, I think. I don't think I'm helping Adam and Eve out at all. You know what I mean? I'm just going to start writing jingles. I might as well go all out. AdamandEve.com for when you want to shove something in your ass. Ting. It's not very good. I'm not very good at this. If you have a product or service, don't ever advertise with Distorted View. Actually, for some reason, they love me and Adam and Eve, and I have to thank them for their years of support. Why don't you say thank you, too, by buying something over there? Look, they've got toys for girls and boys and couples, lingerie, sexy outfits, costumes, and other necessities like condoms, lube, stuff like that. I'm looking at their categories right now. Anal toys, Benoit balls, cock rings, dildo sex toys, gay sex toys, oral sex, penis enhancers, penis pumps, sex swings, sex for kids. What? Fisher Price is my first dildo? Oh, kits. Sex toy kits. That makes more sense. Adam and Eve would have been shut down. Look, for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Or if you've already used that coupon code, you know, we've been giving it out for years now. Maybe it doesn't work for you. Use coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50%, half off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV. They're also going to throw in three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. They're not even going to rape you on shipping charges. They're going to give that to you free. Free shipping. So you're going to get half off just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com right now. They have official, I didn't know this, there's official 50 Shades of Grey sex toys now. Like, there used to be a section on Adam and Eve that was, you know, stuff inspired by 50 Shades of Grey. Well, now there's actual, like, vibrators, like 50 Shades of Grey branded. It actually says 50 Shades of Grey on there. Look, 50 Shades of Grey, Insatiable Desire, Mini G-Spot Vibrator, Bullets, Blindfold Set, Love Rings. I don't know what that is. I think it shocks your dick or something. Forbidden Butt Plug, Intensified Anal Beads, Ticklers, Riding Crops, all sorts of good stuff. Pick out something you like. Use coupon code FREAKERDV at adamandeve.com. I'm sure they're going to be impressed that I burped throughout their spot. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. It seems like I test all of my good relationships. Like, how far can I push them before they say, enough is enough. We don't want anything to do with you anymore. All right, look, if you're not a Sideshow freak, consider signing up. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. I'm finally making headway on this new site. It should be launching in days. Very exciting. Some of the new stuff to look forward to. There's going to be streaming albums you can listen to, which is very cool. It's a responsive design, so it's going to look great and work very easy to use on mobile phones. Tablets and stuff like that. So that's very cool. So there's going to be streaming albums. You're going to be able to play the old DV logs. Remember those? You'll be able to play those, stream those right from the website, so you're not going to have to download the whole thing before you can watch it. Same for Morning Sickness and all the other video content we have. So that's really cool. And it's going to be organized, really neat. And I'm toying with the idea of having some more interactive features like forums and stuff like that, because I know you Sideshow freaks are the are real fans of the program and like to talk to one another and stuff. So I'm going to try to do some more interactive stuff, either a message board or chat room or something like that. Should be fun. So in the coming days now, superfreaksideshow.com will launch with a new website. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. It's very exciting. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, freaks, I need your help with something. I need you to give me $5 million. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but if everyone just gives me $1,000, we'll have no problem reaching that goal. Look, I owe some bad dudes a lot of money. They're coming to collect. No, what I want is $5 million to purchase the Coca-Cola recipe. Yes, a Georgia man believes he has found a copy of the recipe for Coke and is trying to sell the top secret document on eBay for at least $5 million. Now, I don't know if you know the story of Coca-Cola, but it's a secret formula. No one knows it. Actually, two people supposedly know it, but each person only knows a portion of the recipe. I think that's how that works. I can't remember, because KFC also has a secret recipe. I may be thinking about chicken here. Two guys might know the chicken recipe. Regardless, no one really knows the secret formula, but if we can get our hands on that, we can take down the Coca-Cola company. And finally, my soda empire can rise from its burnt fucking ashes, right? Tim Henson's brown treat. I don't know what I'm going to call this soda treat. Wouldn't that be great? We could call it Bristol 7 Cola. That's not a bad idea. I mean, really, if you didn't know Bristol 7 is referring to shit, wouldn't that sound like an intriguing drink? Bristol number 7. Oh, now that sounds like an exotic, tasty treat. Or a perfume. I don't want people to get confused, so we might have to tweak the name. We'll just combine the two. It'll be, the full name of the drink will be Tim Henson's Brown Treat, Bristol number 7. How do you launch a drink? How much does that cost? Because I smell a Kickstarter campaign. It smells like a Bristol 7. All right, Clef I'm sorry, Cliff Kluge, a pilot, and his wife, Arlene, of Ringgold, Georgia, said they purchased several old boxes of papers and letters at an estate sale around a year ago for about $100. In the box of letters, the couple stumbled upon a 1943 recipe with references to one of the most popular soft drinks in the world today. Quote, when I saw this, I just thought it was interesting, so I folded it up, stuck it in my purse, and carried it around for a couple of weeks, showing my friend, said Arlene. Taking no chances, the couple eventually put the recipe in a safety deposit box. After thinking about it for a while, they thought they were sitting on the recipe for Coca-Cola. Whoever had typed this letter had seen the original recipe. The letter always references Coke and products and stuff. Well, just because it references Coke doesn't mean that it is Coke. They're selling this goddamn thing on eBay. Starting bid is $5 million. And it's, you know, chances are it's not even really the Coke recipe. It's probably some knockoff. You know, some guy, you know, came up with something that tastes like Coke. And that's the recipe. We believe it's definitely related to Coca-Cola, said Cliff. Kluge just put the formula on eBay with a starting bid of $5 million. If you're not one to play the bidding game, you can simply use the buy it now option. I'm sure that's reasonably priced. Oh, $15 million. No one has attempted to put a bid down on the auction, which ends later today, as a matter of fact. Kluge showed a copy of the document with the important ingredients blocked out. He reached out to Coca-Cola when he put the recipe up on eBay. They told me they would call me back in 7 to 10 days, and they never called me back. They're either thinking this guy's crazy or they're shitting their pants. All right, Coca-Cola did acknowledge the real recipe is located in Georgia, but not in Kluge's home. The original recipe, made in the late 19th century, is locked away in a safe at the company's headquarters in Atlanta. Who's up for a break-in, freaks? We can get $15 million for this shit on eBay. All right, maybe. All right, for more than 100 years, the company has guarded the super-secret formula. Company officials say finding their trade secret is no different than discovering the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. It's just not going to happen. Quote, at least once a year, somebody shows up and says, I have the original formula for Coke. How much do you want me, or how much do you want to pay me for it? Well, I don't need to pay them anything for it because we have the only real one, said Ted Ryan, archivist at Coca-Cola. He sounds like a dick, doesn't he? The real recipe is considered the holy grail of soda pop, and Coke fanatics have been searching for the formula for years. Kluge says, while he can't guarantee it's an exact replica of the original formula, he feels pretty good about what he finds. Well, you know what? Pretty good is not worth $5 million goddamn dollars, you fool. All right, I feel a lot better about Tim Henson's brown sweet treat, Bristol number 7. I think we could have a real winner there. If someone wants to create a mock-up of what the label would look like, that would be pretty great. Tim Henson's old brown sweet treat. Bristol number 7. Tim Henson's brown sludge. Bristol number 7. All right, very good. Second story we have for you today. You all remember Tan Mom, of course. New Jersey's infamous tanning mom, Patricia Krenzel, is rumored to be starring in a porno film. Luckily, she only has a cameo. That's right. Porn companies are paying for her to keep her clothes on, basically. She won't be exposing all of her leatherware or having sex on screen. TMZ claims it was told by sources close to Krenzel that she first offered herself to Vivid Entertainment. So she approached them. No, we don't want you. Well, you can make an appearance, but please leave your clothes on. Vivid reportedly declined the offer. Really? Not even as a curiosity? But Lucas Entertainment, which produces gay porns... She can't even get in a straight porn. They offered Krenzel $1,000 for a few hours of clothed work. Ever the entertainer, Krenzel recorded a rap single. What? How did we miss this? Entitled It's Tan Mom earlier this month. All right, hold on just a second. Let me look that up. Oh, this is going to be awful, right? I mean, there's absolutely no chance that this is going to be good, right? There's like a 0.0009%. Chance that this will be at all listenable, but let's take a listen. I found it here. Tanning Mom releases pop song. All right.
It's Tan Mom, bitch. Are you ready? It's Patricia, bitch. Hero.
She sounds drunk recording this. It's Patricia. It's Tan Mom, bitch.
I come. I've got a message to use protection from the sun. Ha 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 ha. I wanna get my 10 on. They all are losers. I'm sexier than the teen mom.
This is actually a good song for summer. She's talking about tanning, getting out of the sun.
I am cool. I'm the cool one. I'm hotter than the Octomom. The world can't judge me now.
So, I don't care who you are. You compare yourself to Octomom, you're in real trouble.
Well, I want you to back away. Get away from me every day. My name is Tan Mom. Tanning is a bomb. But I'll be in not a tanning booth, but outside with the birds. No, that doesn't work.
You get the idea. There you go. Thank you very much, Tan Mom. Where are we at here? Yes, Ever the Entertainer, Krenzel recorded a rap single titled It's Tan Mom earlier this month. Krenzel said the song was inspired by Rihanna's Diamonds. It sounds just like that. I can see the similarity. But insisted she added her own spin to the track. I took all the lyrics and what was written in front of me and I scrambled it up and I put my own words into the song, she said. Krenzel, a Nutley resident, first landed in the public spotlight last April when she was arrested for taking her 5-year-old daughter into a tanning booth. Under state law, children under 14 are banned from using tanning salons. Krenzel denied allowing her daughter inside the tanning bed, though she did admit bringing the youngster into the tanning room. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, it's a topic we get very uncomfortable about. We want to pretend like it doesn't happen, but apparently old people are still fucking a lot. Apparently, old people are getting all sorts of STDs. Yeah, they're not using protection. The number of 50, 60, and 70-year-olds catching chlamydia, syphilis, and gonorrhea has doubled in the past decade, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Older people with HIV, the rate has nearly doubled over that time. Even more disturbing, authorities have arrested 3 people following allegations of prostitution and drug abuse at a senior citizen housing complex in northern New Jersey. Authorities have charged 75-year-old James Parham and 66-year-old Cheryl Cheney with possessing drug paraphernalia and that's her diabetes medication. All right, and maintaining a drug nuisance at the Vincente Tibbs Senior Citizens Building in Englewood. Detective Captain Timothy Terrell says Parham also admitted providing prostitutes to some of his younger neighbors. Police also charged 54-year-old Selma McDuffie, who has been suspended as a school crossing guard with having a crack pipe. Chief Arthur O'Keefe tells the newspaper over there, residents were essentially prisoners in their own building. What? The Englewood Housing Authority manages the 152-unit property, which serves the disabled and low-income residents who are 62 years and older. I don't understand the comment that the police chief said, that the people over there were essentially prisoners in their own building. It sounds like a great time. Drugs and sex. At least they're not out on the streets driving. You know, posing a real threat to the public. Out and about trying to use the self-checkout at the grocery store. It takes hours for them. Right, you can't write a check at those things. When will these old people learn? All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails now. Love checking in with my freaks. If you have something you want to say, or you just want to say hi, maybe you've never called into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463. Again, that's 206-66-OH-G-O-D. Oh, God. Oh, God. All right.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here. Hey, I got my green freak shirt in the mail the other day, and 2 quick things about it. Number one, the shirt looks great. The material is real high quality. It's nice. And the logo looks great in person. So good job on that.
Yeah, looks nice and sharp and nice colors, black and white.
And number two, I noticed before I got the shirt, I had, you know, an average penis, nothing special. But since I've gotten it and I put it on, my penis has gotten longer.
That is an added side effect.
Thicker.
Guys, you should be aware of that. If you purchase some Distorted View merchandise, you will get a longer, thicker penis. And also, when it's erect, it's harder. And you'll last longer when fucking.
very meaty now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Meaty. That's the word. You'll gain a meatier penis if you buy merchandise from Jagu.net.
It's just a big, throbbing, meaty cock. And my wife fucking loves it. She can barely even handle it all.
Yeah.
So I got
to
thank you.
You have to be careful, because sometimes your penis will get too meaty. If you're worried about having too big of a penis, maybe you shouldn't order from the Distorted View online store. But, you know, if you can spare a few inches, if you don't mind getting a thicker, meatier penis, then yes, by all means. Now, I can't say you'll for 100%. Every time you're going to get a bigger penis, every time you order. But take it from this guy. You know, I can't, you know, these claims have not been evaluated by the FDA. These are simply sold as entertainment products. But, I mean, you heard the man. Fine quality merchandise and a bigger penis.
Hey, Tim, this is Sick Charlie. I wanted to tell you that I recently...
Why is your name Sick Charlie? Do you have, like, lymphoma or something? You know, CJ the Near Dead is named that because, you know, he's nearly dead or was nearly dead. You know, like brain cancer or something. So what's the deal with your name?
Hey, Tim, this is Sick Charlie.
You just have a cold or something? How serious is the sickness?
I wanted to tell you that I recently watched a couple episodes of Tosh. And
yeah.
They are fucking ripping you off.
Everyone says that, and I agree. No, it's just like it's just everything that I talk about, they eventually get to. You know what I mean?
They are having on Alexis K. Tyler.
Yeah.
I think Tonetta's up next week.
Someone said they were upset with Tonetta and Tosh because Tonetta never came on my program or on my face. I'm sure he'd be willing to come on my face. But, you know, Tonetta did record a happy birthday song video for me. I always post it. During, you know, when my birthday comes up, I'll post it up on YouTube again or on my Facebook page or something. But, yeah, so, you know, Tonetta did do a special song just for me, so I don't feel too bitter about it. Alexis K. Tyler's never really talked to me, although someone called into her show when she had a psychic on, and they called in asking about Timmy Boo. It's probably strip club DJ. So, you know, we have our connection with these two freaks. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy. I was I wanted to give myself an intro there.
Oh.
Anyway, I had a few pieces of feedback for your show. One, as I always bitch about, please post the show sometime before the evening time.
Look, I do my best, but you can't rush perfection. You also can't rush my naps I like to take in the afternoon.
It would be so nice. Plus, besides, you're not doing morning sickness. What the fuck?
I'm working on other stuff. Shut up!
Yeah, Tim, Scoops Erectus.
I'll always know you as Tone Deaf Juan.
It's weird. I don't know if you're getting this. You really meet that old lady on a date site?
What?
Or are you just making that up to piss off the old guy?
Oh, yeah. I was just making stuff up as I was talking to him. No, there's not an old lady. He's referring to that phone call from that old man on, what was it, on Friday show or Wednesday show or something like that? Where I wanted to talk to Esther, and I got her husband, and I said something about how I found her on a dating site. But I was just making that up. Just trying to, you know, get a rise out of that guy.
What up, Timmy Boo? How are you?
Hello.
Number 21. Little black listeners of your shit. Dig this. Two things, man.
Are you the guy that did the little rap song at the beginning? I don't know. I heard black guy and I immediately thought, you know, he could rap. If you're not that rap guy, maybe you could come up with a new rap for me.
I want to ask you. Matter of fact, inform your ass about. Hey. I'm trying to find out where can I find those videos you were talking about. This was a while ago, bro. This one was of some black dude getting pissed off or some mother getting pissed off because the kid stole something from a dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude in the background, which was supposed to have been her son, was trying to calm the mom down at the end. The dude in the background and regulating.
I'm pretty sure it's World Star Hip Hop, but I can't remember exactly the name of the or the title of the video.
On the little kid. And he was like, you got 10 hits. 1, 2, 5. Clap your hands up, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
You might want to check our Reddit. Someone may, or maybe I did. I say I'm going to post all this stuff on Reddit, and a lot of times I forget, but sometimes I do. DistortedView.reddit.com. Check that out as well. So those are my two suggestions. World Star Hip Hop and the white version of World Star Hip Hop, DistortedView.reddit.com. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66, oh God, is it, oh God?
It's Chad, Mom, bitch.
Spread the distortion, very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Fuck! Just like John Bon Jovi did, I'm rocking the suburbs.